Today's gospel shows us something central to Jesus' self-understanding. He came to fulfill the law. Now, when we think about the law, we have to think of its fundamental principle. And we see this displayed in the Old Testament, that we are to seek God's will, and that when we know God's will, we are to dedicate our whole life to obeying it. Think of our Lord. He said repeatedly, I only want to do what I see the Father doing. I've only come to do the will of the Father. It's been said that apart from Jesus, the Old Testament is like an unfinished symphony, a drama without a climax. It is the articulation of a hope, a dream, a longing, but it doesn't have a realization of this. It does not have the satisfaction of that longing. Repeatedly, Israel knew what it was to be God's people, but as we read through the Old Testament, we see that they fall greater and greater into sin, and instead of being a catalyst for the conversion of the world continually overwhelmed and enslaved Israel. And that's one of the reasons why Paul in today's epistle speaks about the condemnation that comes with a particular reading of the law. I'll turn back to that in a minute. But for now, appreciate that Jesus came to complete the symphony, to show what it is to fulfill the law. Now let's think about the law a little bit more. It can, of course, be distilled by the Ten Commandments. And when we think about the Ten Commandments, there are two words that sum up the commandments in their entirety: reverence for God, respect for people, and respect for ourselves. Think about the commandments this way: reverence for God and His name, reverence for His worship, reverence for the God's holy day, respect for parents, respect for life, respect for property, respect for personality, respect for the truth of another person's good name, respect for oneself, so that wrong desires may not overpower us. Reverence and respect at the very heart of the Ten Commandments. And this is the thing that we see. Jesus embodied this reverence and this respect completely. He is the one who truly did come to fulfill the law, because in Jesus we see what it truly is to live out the law. So we could say that in principle, Moses was given the commandments, and we see this principle lived out in the Old Testament, but it only comes into complete practice in the person of Jesus Christ. So with this in mind, let's think a little bit more about why Jesus says, if we fulfill the law, we are great in the kingdom of heaven. If we do not, we are least in the kingdom of heaven. Well, think about it this way. Heaven will all be about reverence of God and true respect for people. And the more we understand that and apply that to our lives now, we then come with St. Paul to what he says in that passage from 2 Corinthians. Jesus alone lived out the commandments perfectly. We can only do this imperfectly. But if we think it's based on human effort alone, we will fail. However, when we come to this point of recognizing, on my own, I cannot keep the commandments, it leads to that sense of condemnation that St. Paul speaks of. But when we come to that place where we can say daily, I need to rely on God's grace, then with St. Paul, we can say these words: not that we are competent of ourselves to claim anything as coming from us. Our competence is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. In other words, Paul is saying that if we try to keep the commandments in our own power, we will be defeated. But as we understand that the very Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ, that allowed him to live out the commandments, and as we allow ourselves to appropriate that same Spirit in our own lives, then something happens to us. The commandments that Moses was given, Paul said, had an accompanying glory, but it was a fading glory. But in Jesus, because he lived the commandments in an unprecedented way, as we come to live in the power of the Spirit, it's kind of like this. Compare a flashlight, even though it might be a very good flashlight, with the full light of the sun. When you have the full light of the sun, you don't need the flashlight. You put it away. Without the sun, you need the flashlight in order to see. And Moses being given the commandments was like that flashlight. But in the fullness of Jesus' revelation, the glory of the flashlight is no longer needed because there is a greater glory, a greater light, the light made available to us through Christ. And so here is the invitation and the call for us. As we live lives rooted in the grace of God, as we live lives empowered by the sacraments, we know that we will still fall short of living completely the commandments. That's why we have the sacrament of confession. But at the same time, as we continue to say to Jesus, "Help me, Jesus, to live the commandments daily," we will be taking our place in fulfilling the law that was given to Moses, but fulfilled in Jesus. May he, the Lord himself, empower us to live lives of reverence, lives of respect, lives that are filled with the Holy Spirit.